This past December, we were able to catch up with a compañero in Northwest Arkansas that has been organizing with groups addressing workers' rights, creating civil rights forums around race, building community farms, and starting a Yo Soy 132 solidarity group. Anyone familiar with the area knows that organizing in this part of the United States is complex due to its deep roots in racism and disparity. This area is known for its prevalence of white supremacist groups, high unemployment, and struggles around cultural integration. Organizing in this area also involves facing a population that is mostly employed by anti-union corporations such as Tyson and Walmart. Both Tyson and Walmart are one of the top four employers in Arkansas.
Steve Streifler, a labor history professor at the University of Arkansas, has documented signage used at the Tyson poultry plant in Springdale that reads, "Democracies depend on the political participation of its citizens, but not in the workplace." Written in both English and Spanish, the message is clear in any language. Streifler reports Latin Americans first arrive in Northwest Arkansas in the late 1980s seeking these poultry factory jobs. Today, about three-quarters of the workers in the plant are Latin American, with Southeast Asians and Marshallese accounting for many of the rest. Workers born in the United States are few and far between. Since 1990, increases in the number of foreign-born residents in Northwest Arkansas far outpaced the growth of foreign-born residents in other regions of Arkansas. In 2004 to 2005, 51% of Arkansas immigrants were undocumented, compared with 29% nationally. It is in this context that we talked to Fernando about the solidarity work and struggles he is involved in. Fernando begins by introducing the Omni Center for Peace and Ecology and the Workers' Justice Center, organizations doing work around workers' rights and social justice in Northwest Arkansas.
It's the Omni Center for Peace, Justice, and Ecology. What we do there is we promote more just society, sustainable, and peaceful, nonviolent. It's like an umbrella of different projects that are going on in the community. There's the community activist radio station that is under Omni. There's also a Ride to the End, which is an organization of Afghan veteran came back up from the war, and he's on a bike tour around the country raising awareness on the war, and he's riding his bicycle around the nation until the war ends. He's doing that as well. He's also gone back to Afghanistan as a civilian to work with peace groups in Afghanistan as well.
What's his name?
Jacob George. Yeah.
And is the Northwest Workers Center a nonprofit, or is that also an umbrella organization? Or
it's a nonprofit organization as well. Workers Center, interfaith nonprofit. Okay. Nationally, it's affiliated to Interfaith Worker Justice, based in Chicago.
Okay.
But yeah, it's an interfaith workers' rights organization. It's separate. Yeah, there's some professors and students. There's actually a student chapter at the university as well, Omni UA, that started off from the Omni Center, and the students extended to the university.
We asked Fernando what were organizers in the area doing in terms of addressing issues of race in the southern town where historically people of different races have been polarized. The Omni Center of Peace and Ecology will be facilitating a series of roundtable discussions, inviting folks from various groups and communities to discuss issues of civil rights in the region. The center hopes to build a tighter and more diverse community through these discussions.
There's been three. One in Rogers, one in Springdale, and one in Seven Springs. Mm-hmm. And the next one is going to be in the middle of this month. It's going to be here in Fayetteville. So we're starting those conversations in Northwest Arkansas to see how to address those race issues, whether it's racial profiling, which mainly happens in Rogers. Rogers was the first city in Arkansas to introduce the 287G agreement between local law enforcement and ICE agents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they were the first ones to do that. After that, Springdale followed. And those are the two biggest cities with Latino Latino populations. And then the counties followed after that. Benton County, where Rogers is located, and Washington County, where Springdale is mostly located, and where Fayetteville is located as well. Yeah, so we're Washington County. So those two counties have the 27G agreements through the Sheriff's Department, and those two cities have it through the police department. So those are some issues that the Latino communities are bringing up as well. Through the Marshallese community, it's mainly access to healthcare. And I think that the U.S. government had a big role to play in the destruction of like their natural food supplies. They performed 68 nuclear bombs on their islands, which destroyed vegetation, destroyed the fish as well. They get a work permit, but they don't get access to any health care. And so those are a lot of the issues that they're seeing as well, and also not being able to take a driver's test in their own language, or any booklets to study in their own language. So that's what they're bringing up as well. Those are the two main race issues that we're seeing in Northwest Arkansas. In those discussions, it's coming up, and hopefully something better would come up from those discussions to start organizing the community and bringing together Marshallese, Latino, and the Anglo community to organize, to work together.
And in those roundtable discussions, there's folks from each of the different communities coming together to share.
Yeah, LGBT, Latino, Marshallese, white community. So it's trying to make it as diverse as possible and see how we can work together to address those issues as well.
And this initiative started
Through the Omni Center, through the Workers Justice Center, and also both of the Omni Center and the Workers Center are part of a bigger organization called Citizens First Congress, which is it's about in between 40 and 50 organizations around the state that come together to see what legislation is going to be proposed or what they want to work towards in the legislative session. What's main, progressive organizations coming together to propose laws. And they have 10 main points that they work on as well. And they vote at each of their Congress, they vote to see what those 10 main issues they're going to be working on during the next legislative session. And one of them is to create a civil rights commission in the state. Arkansas doesn't have one.
Has there been work that is like maybe outside of legislation, but just more building like community efforts where the community is reconnecting on their own terms versus reacting to state legislation or the wanting to pass legislation or laws? Or have you seen any organizing outside of the state?
Yeah, I think those civil rights roundtables, they're not part of the state. Mm-hmm. I think the bigger goal is to do that, but I think meanwhile it's community building and working with different communities to address these issues. A lot of community building in Fayetteville right now, or a project that is under the Omni Center as well, is community farms. And there's one that's coming up called Tricycle Farms. And it started last year. Yeah, I think a little bit over a year ago. Because I remember during the Occupy movement, occupiers would go and volunteer at the farm. And some still go and volunteer. But it's a project that's growing. It started independently, but then now it's under an umbrella group of the Omni Center. I think there's other community farms that are coming up in Fayetteville as well. What's really interesting about Tricycle Farms, or what's really good about it, is the location. It's centrally located in Springdale, and it's on the Razorback Transit bus routes. So even if you don't have that transportation, but you live close to the bus routes of the university, you can still get on the buses and go to the farm. And with these projects that the Omni Center is working on, with the Civil Rights Roundtable, and there's a connection that we can make with Tricycle Farms and get it more diverse and to grow it as well.
Yeah.
Fernando describes the initiative of organizing for poultry plant workers, compensation rights in the Northwest Arkansas area. He explains some of the difficulties within this initiative due to the large influence Walmart and Tyson have in the writing of laws and policies.
Latinos will start organizing, especially in the poultry plants.
Yeah.
And just all the stories that we hear of what's going on in sexual harassment, especially targeting undocumented women, wage theft, an increase of the speed of the lines, and the USDA just actually approved an increase of the line speed for poultry workers. And over the years, the amount of people working on the lines has decreased and the line speed has increased. So if we compare it to maybe 10, 15 years ago, it's horrible. It's horrible. Sexual harassment, line speeds, a lot of carpal tunnel injuries, which is very hard to fight in workers' comp cases. And workers' comp cases in Arkansas are already very hard to fight. And these carpal tunnel injuries, and you can't fight them, you can't really fight them in through workers' comp. Just you can't really sue the companies.
And the lack of lawyers here that are involved, or is there...
The law.
The law.
From what I've heard about some labor-friendly lawyers is that Walmart and Tyson have big part to play on how the law was written for workers' comp injuries. So that's... And to change it, it's very hard. 2 years ago, state legislators here only meet once every 2 years for 3 months to pass laws. So 2 years ago, there was a push from the state AFL-CIO to change some workers' comp laws. Change the statutes, and it failed. And business is very, very influential in the state legislature. When I was with the Workers Center 2 years ago, we introduced a bill to criminalize wage theft, and it immediately got shot down by big business, mainly by the Chamber of Commerce. So as soon as it was introduced, it was dead, so we had to water it down. We were able to pass the committee, but it failed on the floor of the House. But yeah, big business is very influential here. But even with that, I think... immigrant workers, I feel like in history, have been the most militant workers to organize. So that's what I think that's why I'm confident as well that poultry workers will start to organize. But it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough having, I think there's 6 or 7 poultry plants headquartered in this area. So they're going to be fighting hard to stop that. But it might not be a very fast campaign. It might take a long time to do it, kind of like Smithfield. Mm-hmm. It just took, what was it, 15, 16 years to organize. But we have to start sometime.
Yeah. We asked Fernando to talk about some of the obstacles the workers' rights movement faces in organizing Walmart and Tyson employees.
I think it's both fear and lack of knowledge of rights, especially for workers. Especially Walmart workers that most of them are earning poverty wages. They're living paycheck to paycheck. And maybe they can't afford to be fired and miss a paycheck. So then that means they probably won't be able to feed their family or won't be able to pay rent. So I think that's the biggest obstacle right there is if they get fired or when they get fired, because we know Walmart's pretty aggressive union buster. I think that's their biggest fear is how are they going to be able to pay rent, put food on the table if they get fired. So I think that's the biggest obstacle. And it's also it's the right to work style here as well. And that will employment. So that will means you can get fired basically for anything except discrimination. Right now, I don't think any of the poultry plants in Northwest Arkansas are unionized. I think the closest one is a Tyson just across the border from in the Missouri. Arkansas border, just across the border. I think it's unionized. And there was a union in Southern Springs and Simmons poultry plant. Mm-hmm. But I believe the workers voted them out. And I'm sure management had a lot to do with that as well. Mm-hmm.
With the number.
And especially in two of the biggest union busters are here locally, Walmart and Tyson. And I think that also has a lot of influence, especially in this area, whether workers want to unionize or not.
Fernando begins this next segment by mentioning Kat Lowley, a former Walmart associate in Searcy, Arkansas. According to the Searcy Walmart, Kat was fired for an excessive cash register error. Kat argues that Walmart used this common mistake as a way to retaliate against her for speaking out against wages and working conditions through participating in Walmart strikes in California and Bentonville as part of Our Walmart. Our Walmart, or Organizing United for Respect at Walmart, is a national campaign created in 2011 that is working for the rights and dignity of Walmart associates. According to Workplace Fairness, some 5,000 lawsuits are filed against Walmart each year regarding workplace practices, yet stories persist about wage law violations, inadequate health care, exploitation of workers, and the retailer's anti-union stance. Fernando talks about how organizing a speaking tour for Kat to share her struggle and experiences led to an increase of solidarity and an awareness around her and other workers' struggles within Walmart. This tour also led to a more concrete Black Friday action in front of a Springdale, Arkansas Walmart, in which community members, students, and professors from the University of Arkansas stood in solidarity with workers walking out and brought attention to the current working conditions.
The weekend before Black Friday, we brought up a worker who's actually organizing in Central Arkansas. I think it's about an hour and a half north of Little Rock, Searcy, Arkansas. So she was organizing there. Well, the reason they gave for firing her was another reason, but it was she was fired around the time that they were starting to organize and that she was talking to other workers. So she came up, talked at the worker center on Saturday morning. Then in the evening, the Omni Center hosted a presentation. So we organized a presentation there and got some students to come out, got some community members and some local activists to come out as well. And I got a chance to hear her story as well. Here in Fayetteville. So it was kind of like a small speaking tour for Kate. Okay. So it was really good.
Did those conversations lead up to the action on Black Friday, or did it?
I think it was a more concrete action that was taken with the Worker Center, where we actually went and had a picket on Black Thursday, I guess now it is, since it started on Thursday. And we collected signatures and petitions and delivered it to the manager for Walmart to respect the rights of workers to organize and to reinstate Kate to her old job. Because even reinstating her is a small victory within the big campaign, the national campaign, but it's a huge victory locally. Because her coworkers saw that she was fired for organizing. So by that, the company started putting fear into her coworkers. So the campaign to reinstate Kate, once we get her reinstated, it's going to show her coworkers that even though she got fired, she was able to successfully get her job back through organizing and through community collaboration as well. So I think that's going to be a huge symbolic victory for the workers here locally, is seeing that she can get reinstated. Also, at the same time as the picket, ending all those sales of Black Friday, we collected the emails from everybody who attended the presentations, and he emailed them to call the manager at Kate's store and just do a phone zap and just keep calling and calling to ask him to reinstate Kate, just to, I guess, to bug him also as well as just to, and also let him know that Kate and the workers are not alone. That there's community members and even some customers who are worried about the working conditions that Walmart workers have to go through.
For more information on the groups mentioned in this audio, please visit their Facebook page. The groups are the Omni Center for Peace and Ecology, the Northwest Arkansas Workers Justice Center, Yo Soy 132 Arkansas, Tricycle Farms, and for our Walmart, visit forrespect.org. This audio was produced by Radio Autonomía. For more information and for our archived material, please visit us at radioautonomía.wordpress.com.
Your mind.